Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Third hour on this Monday afternoon. And you know, every Monday at high noon, we go east. We go to Knoxville. We talk with Vince Ferrara from the Sports Animal. We talk about the Vols, all things Vols. And we're going to push Vince to the next segment because we're going to keep the theme going because our next guest is a Vols legend. She's a legend in the WNBA. She's a legend with the Vols community. And Tamika Catchings is indeed on the line with us. In fact, she will be inducted into the Women's Basketball Hall of Fame this year. Quite an honor. And her resume speaks for itself. We don't have time to go through her resume. That's how lengthy it is. Tamika, how you doing? Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us.
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Oh, so what was the news like when you found that out? And when you get that call, we've talked to so many athletes over the years of when they get that call or they're informed that they're going into a Hall of Fame. What's that feeling like?
Oh, my goodness. It's one that is indescribable. Undescribable would be the word. Last week or 2 weeks ago, I'm like, I'm getting all my days mixed in, being inside the house. I have to literally ask my husband, wait, today is, what day is today? Is it Monday? Today is Monday. Yesterday was Sunday. So it's been a whirlwind. It's been a lot of fun, a lot of phone calls, a lot of interviews, but, you know, truly a blessing. And, you know, I think for me and just the path of growing up, watching my dad play basketball, wanting to follow in his footsteps, and then obviously being able to create my own legacy underneath the one and only Pat Head Summit. It's just been a dream come true.
Yeah, by the way, it does feel like Groundhog's Day, doesn't it, every single day? We literally say what day the show is just for the people listening so they can remember what day it is. I think this is show 18 where we've been doing it from our home, so uncharted territory for all of us.
Yes.
So with that being said, I will, if we're looking for a positive, other than we're doing the right thing, but for the show purposes, talking 4 hours a day with no sports, and it's a sports talk show, it's given us the ability to interview some tremendous athletes and kind of go down memory lane with them. And we've had, you know, in the last couple of weeks, Mookie Betts and David Price and R.A. Dickey and Eddie George. I mean, the list goes on. And just to kind of know how it all started for them and the journey and the path, they're tremendous at their craft and their sport. I just said your resume is unbelievable. What you did in the WNBA, you still are working in the WNBA, now in the front office. But, Tamika, how did this all start? How did you end up in Knoxville and deciding to go play for Pat Summitt and the Lady Vols?
Wow. So seventh grade, I remember I made my first goal. My first goal was to follow my father's footsteps and to play in the NBA because the WNBA wasn't around. And I just remember every single day, like from that point forward, I was like, all right, you know, I played in other sports, but basketball was my main focus. And eighth grade, sitting at home watching TV, and that was the first time that I saw Pat Summitt. I saw University of Tennessee, the Lady Vols, the Orange, like all of that. And I just remember thinking to myself in that moment, I said, man, if I could ever get good enough to play for her, like it would be amazing. And didn't know about Tennessee, didn't know about Orange, didn't know Knoxville, knew nothing other than at watching her on the sideline and just like, man, like you could tell this lady had that fire. Fast forward a couple years. I got
Hold on one second. Why in seventh grade would a seventh grader want that? Like, that's interesting that you saw her demeanor, her sideline presence and courtside presence and said at seventh grade, that's who I want to play for. That's interesting to me.
Well, you know what? And I think seventh grade, I made my first goal that I wanted to be in the NBA. And like, I knew that I was different. I knew that I was going to have to push myself to whatever height, because obviously I had something going against me, being a female. And so I already knew like that it was going to take a lot. And so when I saw her, it was like, you could tell that she was demanding but she could also, like, in the same moment she's demanding, somebody would come off the court, like, you know, get subbed out, and she would put her arm around them and, like, talk to them as she was walking down the court. So it was, like, it was that balance that she had that I think really intrigued me at that age. And when I got my first letter from Howie, Mickey, and Al, they were the first one to send me a letter. And then, of course, you know, Pat came in later, and I remember when she came to my house for that house visit, I was just like, yep, yeah. Like, I went on my other visits and went and visited other schools and talked to other coaches and players, but when it came down to making that decision, I knew in my heart, like, I was a Lady Vol for life. I already knew before I told Pat yes that I wanted to go there, and it was one of the best decisions that I've made in my life, and not just from the basketball side, but also off the court. I think the off the court is probably even more important than what she taught us on the court. And just being able to develop into, like, a great person, a great asset to society, you know, just all the intangibles that you don't think about when you're just thinking about the game of basketball.
It doesn't sound like anybody else had a chance. Was there a second place in the recruiting, or was it Pat Summitt and the Lady Vols and nobody else?
Well, I visited Tennessee. I visited University of Arkansas. Coach Gary Blair was one of my favorite coaches, too, like, just a great person. I went to Southern Cal, and my sister was actually at University of Illinois, and we had always said that we were going to play together. So those were my choices at the end of the day when it came down to it. My second choice probably would have been to go with my sister, but my sister's a year older, and she said, look, don't make a decision to come here just because of me. Go where you really, really feel like in your heart you want to be. And she knew. She was like, you just need to go to University of Tennessee. I was like, okay.
What this is a loaded question. This is like asking any parent, you know, who's your favorite child?
Uh-oh.
But what is, because you probably have so many of these stories, but if I ask you just to give me or give us your best Pat Summitt story, where would you go with that? How would you answer that?
Whew, my best Pat Summitt story. So I will be honest, like, for me, one of the things growing up for most of my coaches in high school, I didn't really get yelled at a lot. I tried to play within the lines and tried to do the right things at all times, but, you know, like, my coaches really didn't yell at me. So my first practice, I remember getting to University of Tennessee, and everybody would always talk about, like, the upperclassmen, oh, my gosh, you better be ready for training camp. You better be ready when we get back on the court, and, you know, even before that, like, summer training, spring training, all of that. And so I just remember the Fab Four, we came in, Samika Randall, Teresa Jeter, Kristen Clement, and myself. And so we would go and we'd run hills, so we were, like, super prepared from that thing. Like, we would not be out of shape. We would not be huffing and puffing. Like, we would do whatever it is and get in here and be great. So one thing about Pat, every single year, the first practice, every practice was always open practice, but, like, that first practice, you know, all the fans would come and they'd be, you know, it was almost like a game. Like, they would come and fill a lower bowl, and they would, because they were so excited about our season starting. And so it was packed in the arena, the lower bowl, and, you know, practice was starting and we're getting ready. And we started doing a defensive drill. And I just remember stepping up, it was on the right side, you got a right side offensive player, you got the defender next to it, the coach is in the middle, you got to deny, like, a simple defensive drill that you've done, like, plenty of times all throughout your career. And so I get up there and I get in my defensive stance, and all of a sudden I just hear, Tamika! And I, like, looked at her, and she was like, get your butt down, get your arms out, and, like, you see the fire. Like, I, even as I'm telling her, like, my heart starts beating fast. I've told this story numerous times, but, like, no matter how many times I say it, like, I start smiling because I can see myself in that situation. And so I get down in the stance, and I get beat. I finally make a stop. I go to the end of the line, and now, mind you, there's all these people here, and I was mad because, like, I was like, oh, my God, like, all these people, how embarrassing, right? So I get up, second time around, I get up, and I'm in my defensive stance, Tamika! And I look, get your butt down, get your arms out. So now, like, my heart's beating fast. Like, I am now, like, sweating even more because I'm just, like, I'm embarrassed. And I get beat, I finally make a stop, and I get to the end of the line, and now, like, I am super pissed off, like, to the extreme. And Pat goes, and she's talking to some of the people on the stands, her back to the courts, like, not even paying attention. So I get back the third time, and I get in my defensive stance, and she's not paying attention, I swear. Like, she has eyes in the back of her head, and all of a sudden, she says, Tamika! And I hear, what? And in that moment, I'm sitting there, like, I'm standing on the court, looking around, like, people, like, some of our fans understand, like, their mouths were, like, wide open. Like, and I, in my mind, I'm like, did I say that? And I had said that, and so she was like, get your butt down, get your arms out. And I got beat. I finally made a stop, heart beating fast. I walked to the end of the line. She calls me underneath the basket, and she just, like, you know, she always hated when people would say, you play like a girl or you do something like a girl. And so she'd say, do I need to handle you with lace gloves? And that was her way of saying, like, a girl. And I was like, no, ma'am. You know, best time to bring out the ma'am and all of that. No, ma'am, I'm fine. And yeah. Yeah, all that. And she was like, do I need to send you back to Duncanville, Texas? And I had enough sense in that moment to say, you know what, if she doesn't kill me, my mom's going to kill me, so I might as well stay up here. And, you know, but after that, like, I always tell that story because that is the beginning of my career. We never had another run-in like that. I knew better, but I learned so much in that situation, not just about basketball, but just life in general. I think that has really helped me on every single level.
Love it. Tamika Catchings is with us, Hall of Famer, about to be inducted to the Women's Basketball Hall of Fame. And Tamika, I remember that team very well. Tamika, Samika, Shamiqua, the Meeks, right? Yep. Undefeated national champion. We played a lot of fantasy, right? There's no games going on. We always say, well, how will this team do against this team? Would you put that team up against any women's basketball team of all time?
I put that team up against any women's basketball team, and I might even put, not might, I would put it up against some of the men's teams as well.
I don't doubt you. Well, so that, let's take you back to that time. You know, what if you guys would go up against any team, what would be the next best that you've ever seen? I know UConn's had some great teams. Tennessee has had some other great teams as well, maybe with a couple of you on in different years, different teams. So you guys were winning a bunch back then. But who else comes to mind? What team would be a good matchup for you?
You know what I would say is some of the UConn teams. And, I mean, obviously when you grow up going through the Tennessee program, and for me, like, even thinking about every year that we played UConn, I mean, even if it was later on in the season, it didn't matter when it was in the season. To an extent, every practice, there was some type of reference to UConn or some type of, this is what they'll do, this is what we'll see later on in the year, let's start preparing now. You know, like, there was a lot of that early on. And majority of it was because it was such a big rivalry. And it was something that, you know, for all of us that we thrived on. And you know, we not grew up, but through those years, it was one of those things where you're always thinking about, all right, like, this is something that we have to be prepared for. This is the game of the season that no matter if you like women's basketball or don't like women's basketball, whether you like basketball or don't like, this is the game that you tuned in for. And so I think, you know, when you think about rivalry, for me, you know, think about teams, you got to think about, you know, some of the UConn teams.
Tamika, you won, obviously, a national championship at Tennessee. You won a WNBA championship, and you have 4 gold medals with the U.S. women's team. Compare the feeling of the 3 championships. How do they compare?
Oh, gosh, that's a hard question. People have been asking that, like, how do you rank your Olympic gold medals with your championship and WNBA championship and your college championship? I think that when I look back at my freshman year at Tennessee, you know, we went undefeated that year. And, I mean, Shamiqua Holcar was somebody that I, like, looked up to one of the main reasons that I went to Tennessee, too, was to play with her. And that year, like, just thinking about how much fun we had. I mean, every single practice, it was blood everywhere. And it was just because, like, that's how hard we played. That's how hard we practiced. By the time we got to the game, some of the games were easier than the practices were because of how hard we played against each other. But if I had to pick one out of those three, I would say that, you know, the one that I'm probably most proud of is the WNBA championship. And a lot of that is because, you know, when you look at our team on paper and the team that we beat in the finals, Minnesota Lynx, there's no way that when you look at it on paper, that team beat that Minnesota Lynx team. But the way that we pulled together, the way that, you know, people literally played out of their mind, we played as a team. I mean, we played as a complete team. One player went down, two players went down, the next player stepped up, and it's like what we talk about for players that are on the, you know, like on the end of the bench, what we always talk about as teammates and as coaches, like, be ready, your time is coming, be ready. And in that moment, when a player had to step in, I mean, we lost our best shooter, Katie Douglas, right before the finals. We lost our second best shooter during game two of the finals. And everybody just kept stepping in and basically, you know, doing their role. And I'm most proud of that because we pulled together and what a real team looks like.
JC there?
Yeah, I'm up. Tamika Catchings is with us. Sorry, I was just listening to this. And Tamika, I wanted to mention this. My grandmother, who passed away about 5 years ago, was a huge fan of yours. You were one of her favorite players during the day at Tennessee, and her birthday would have been on Saturday. So this is special for me to be able to hear some of these stories from those days, because I grew up watching games alongside my grandmother. But you played with Kelly Jolly Harper there at Tennessee, and now she's obviously taken the reins. What were your impressions of her first season as the head coach?
You know what? I am proud of KJ, and I think that she'll do a great job. Obviously, you know, Holly Warlick is a long time, or she was one of our assistant coaches, and, you know, just have supported her for a long time. And, you know, I think what she was able to do, like, I want to talk about Holly first, what she was able to do with that Tennessee program and having to step in after, you know, everything that Pat Summitt has done for women's basketball, for Tennessee, Lady Vols, I mean, just all of that. Stepping into that role was a huge, huge role. So I think, I mean, up to her, you know, through her tenure, she did a good job. I think with KJ, you know, coming in and having her fill the next big step. I mean, this year, it's just the beginning. She's trying to implement her program, trying to put in some structures of what she wants and how, you know, different systems that have worked for her in the past. And I think she'll be great. You know, I think that she'll come in. She has that fire. She has the history. She knows what it takes to win. It's going to take a little bit. I think people want instant success, and that just doesn't happen ever. So I think that, you know, give a little bit of time that she'll come in and you know, recruit the right players that can fit into her system and, you know, get the Lady Vols back to where we were.
You also were, you know, during this time, Tamika, you got to get creative, especially, you know, all of us in the media and the networks. ESPN did this horse tournament, and you were a part of that. I know Mike Conley was able to advance, but what was that whole thing like?
It was fun. You know, it was cold. We had, telling somebody earlier, like, we had the best day ever the day before. It was 80 degrees, you know, everybody's out, we're outside, you're like, it's a great day. I'm like, man, tomorrow's going to be so much fun. Well, it stormed the night before, and then we woke up to 30, like pretty much 30 degrees and super windy. So outside of that, it was a lot of fun. And I think, you know, just from the whole basketball world, people are anxious and ready to see some type of, you know, sporting structure. So it was fun to be a part of it. You know, we got the WNBA draft coming up this week, so that's really where my mind has been. But to take a little break to go outside, it was fun.
You also, during that, you know, there was a little bit of an interview portion, which was cool. You talked about Kobe Bryant and your relationship with him. Just what did he mean to you and the game of basketball?
Well, I mean, I don't think that we all – can discount the things and, you know, who Kobe is and what he brought to the game of basketball. On the court, you know, we know the types of things that he was able to do and, you know, all the accomplishments he had and, you know, records that he set. I mean, that is something that will forever go down in the history book. But I think the thing that, you know, I talked about more so was his impact off the court and the thing that he was starting to do and the thing that even as a society, all of us were, you know, you're kind of like sitting next to him on the couch, like watching all the things that he was doing develop. And a lot of it, you know, with Gigi by his side, you know, for women's basketball, really trying to get her in and, you know, show her the game and teach her the game and, you know, her and her teammates and just the impact from Mamba and Mamba Sita Academy and, you know, all those great things. I think that's the thing, like when I look at our careers from a basketball sense, how much they intertwine and the thing that we were able to do on the court. But I would say, you know, kind of to what I said about Pat and, you know, just what she taught us outside of basketball, it's the same thing with Kobe and I, you know, just the impact that you're able to make on so many people's lives, the impact that you're able to make in, you know, so many different, I mean, like, everywhere, anywhere, you can say the name Kobe and people know about it in music, they know about it in this sport and that sport, I mean, in business and every single aspect. And so, you know, I think the really cool thing when you start talking about him is his impact.
Last thing, Tamika, quickly, you recounted that day showing up to that practice. I mean, that was 22 years ago, and you kind of went down memory lane like it was yesterday. So obviously the impact of Pat Summitt and her coaching style and what it's meant to you, even from when you were a teenager. Let me just ask this. Why did you decide? Was coaching ever an option? Did you want it? Why did you decide to go to the front office rather than to coach?
Coaching is not for me. I am a patient person to an extent. And, I have, as a player, have gotten frustrated with some of my teammates, and I cannot even imagine being a coach. So I think I'm in a good position. Front office, I tell our coach, you know, we hired Coach Marianne Stanley last year for our Fever team, and I tell her pretty much every day, I'm like, you know what? Like, you are perfect for this job. She loves watching film. She loves sitting on the phone for hours and hours, like breaking down film, you know, like this, that. That's just not in my nature, not in it.
Interesting. Hey, really appreciate the visit. Thanks for doing this. Continued success and be safe, and we'll talk to you down the road. Thanks for doing this.
Awesome. Thank you guys for having me.
All right, that is Tamika Catchings. She's going into the Women's Basketball Hall of Fame this year. Vols legend, now the general manager of the Indiana Fever in the WNBA, where she spent her entire career. Really cool stuff, especially the Pat Summitt stories right there from Tamika Catchings. We'll come back. We'll bring in Vince Ferrara from The Sports Animal in Knoxville. We do that next.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.